Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for being who you are. Thanks for being a small business owner and all the important things that you do and all the people that you mean so much to. I'm proud of you. As I celebrate my 18th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, I can't do that without being proud of you and the fact that you've survived as well. And so we're kicking off our 19th year, and we're doing that with some pretty special people. Like our good friend Wally Bach, and Wally's been with us. In fact, he's the oldest remaining member of our Brain Trust, and so many ways, on so many levels, ladies and gentlemen. Wally Bach is one of two that still go back, or with me, who go back to 97. And Wally is the author of a number of books, and including the ones he's written for himself and the ones he's helped other people write, which he does. And Wally Bach is our good friend. Wally, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
It's good to have you back.
I'm not sure I like being called the oldest member of the Brain Trust, but
well, see, I've got to do that with you because Karen Kerrigan is the other 97 model. I can't say that when she comes on this week, when she joins me later this week.
All right, I'll take one for the
team. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. And, you know, folks, Wally and I have a mutual friend, and you might think you have one. You could say you have one too if you've been listening to my show for very long. Wally, we lost a good one this month. Dan Pointer, the godfather of self publishing, the author of the Bible, the author of what I consider, most people consider, to be the Bible of self publishing, and it's not hyperbole, Wally, to say that if it weren't for the guidance and the encouragement and the information that I got from Dan personally, you know, with him telling me and reading his book, it's not hyperbole to say without that, I might not be here right now.
Yeah, actually, I discovered Dan because I wanted to publish a book. And fortunately, a reference librarian that I worked with knew about Dan's book. Well,
yep.
It was, I think, might have been the first edition because it was right around 1980,
yep,
or so. And I could not have done it without Dan's book, and many of the rest of us could not have done it.
There were times when my book sales from our publishing company that we have that's part of our organization. There were times when those book sales carried us through when other revenue was wanting. So that's what I mean,
yeah,
when I say they were that if I either had gone with a publisher, one of the big publishers, who would not have paid me that much money for the book, or I wouldn't have published the book. And so I in an obituary that I or a little note that I put on the Publishers Weekly website, I said, you know, it's not hyperbole to say that I might not be here. Dan Pointer, ladies and gentlemen, has been on this show since 2000. And in 2002, I published my first book, Wally, 2006, the second one, and then just last year, the third one. And we already knew how to publish, but we didn't know how to publish a book, and we didn't know how to, Dan gave so many people the courage and the understanding, the perspective, that if you've got a marketing plan for your book that you can pull off, that's not vanity press.
No. I thought, and I said this in the thing I wrote on my blog about Dan, that Dan had two critical insights early. And one of them was that people buy specialty books from specialty sources. And he got that because of his experience with some of his parachute manuals.
Yep.
But the second one was that if you did it right, you could do the whole thing. As you just said, you could get the details right. You could have a marketing plan. The marketing plan could work. You could have a book that looked like it was a real book, not something somebody, you know, stitched together out in their garage someplace.
Yep.
And he did that for you, and he did it for me, and he did it for thousands of people over 35 years.
It's amazing when you read the tributes to Dan, how many of them, we could have almost, one of us could have written it, and all the rest of us could have just signed our name to it.
Yeah, that's true.
The consistency and the way he helped people. Dan Pointer was sick, folks. He'd been sick for a while. He had a rare disease, but he was doing well. And this is, I'm going to tell the audience something, Wally, that they won't find in the obituaries or anywhere else, and because he told me about this. And I can't remember if, I don't think he mentioned it. He talked about his disease on my show. We've got the archives, folks, by the way. Go to the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and look for, and type P-O-Y-N-T-E-R, Dan Pointer. He told me that about a year ago he fell. He was, so, for whatever reason, he was on top of a wall. And he fell. He fell like 20 feet and hit on, landed on concrete. He was in the hospital for like 6 or 7 weeks. And so there's no question in my mind that at 77 that took time off his life, and he was here in April, he was here in October, and Wally, he was here less than a month on this show. He was here less than a month on my show before he died. What does that say about his commitment to folks?
That's how he was. I said in my in memoriam piece. You know, Dan did everything like a man who packed his own parachute.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Very carefully, very close attention to detail. And I think the other thing that needs to get said is that almost always today when somebody uses the word gentleman, they use the adjective old-fashioned.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of guy that Dan
was. Yeah, yeah.
He was always polite. He was always
classy,
willing to participate. He was one of the most helpful people on the planet.
Yep. And no matter who you were, if the phone rang, no matter who you were, which if you wanted to talk to him about parachutes or self-publishing, he had the time.
Or pretty much anything else.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He wrote a book on expert witnesses.
Yeah.
That I used as a Bible and guide.
He wrote a book on surviving his disease.
Yeah.
For other people helping him to help other people. Dan Pointer, ladies and gentlemen, Wally Bach and I, I'm Jim Blassingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're celebrating the life of Dan Pointer, this segment, and as I said earlier, and as many others have said, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing right now if it weren't for the influence of Dan Pointer. Rest in peace, old friend. We miss you. You did good.
Amen.
20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.